Welcome back to tonight's broadcast of the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 3. We've just witnessed the end of game number 1 of the semifinal series between number 2 seed and 2-time defending champ Killa Ace and number 5 seed Ramvid. Killa Ace has taken the early 1-0 series lead in this exciting best of 5 affair. Zorak, what are your initial thoughts of tonight's first game?
Well, I definitely think it was an interesting game. And, you know, I think it was the first time I've actually seen cannon placement become a key factor in, you know, helping turn a game. Originally, Ram had come in with that force of lurkers, and he was executing a pretty good push there, and that one cannon actually stopped it cold.
Yeah, of course, though, we'd be remiss without mentioning the fact that Killa Ace picked a pretty smart map, especially with the fact that Ramvid ended up drawing Zerg, which we all think is probably Ramvid's strong point, but that map is not built for a Zerg player. It was much better built for a Protoss player, and Killa Ace just so happened to have a little bit better luck in the draw in that case. However, the other thing, too, Ramvid would not get away from the Zerglings. They kept coming, they kept dying. They kept coming, they kept dying. Killa Aces just kept building more Zerglings, more Zealots and more Dragoons, and ultimately just kept Ramvid locked up in the top right corner. And of course, we all understand a lot of that is due to the fact that Killa Ace had his observers buzzing around the entire map. So, Zorak, what do you think Ramvid or Killa Ace could have done better in that game?
Well, okay, I think maybe what Ram could have done better would be to diversify his units a little bit more instead of mostly just cranking more and more Zerglings. This is actually something that my friend Dark Phantom mentioned to me about what he had seen as far as Ram plays. When he plays Zerg, he has a tendency to produce the overwhelming majority just Zerglings, and as good as they are, you know, I think mixed unit tactics really will help more than just massing all the same thing, you know? When you go mass anything, it's almost a recipe for disaster if your enemy manages to get the right counter in place.
And in a lot of ways...
Do you feel
yeah,
the same
I have
way?
To agree in a lot of ways, too. And of course, one thing we have to understand, too, Ramvid and Killa Ace have probably played each other more times than we can even imagine. So is it really going to surprise Killa Ace one bit that Ramvid's going to send in a bunch of Zerglings? But one thing that I think really turned the game, as well as the photon cannon that I said was a good spot, by the way, and it was funny how that ended up being a key point in almost in the way... But the upgrades. Killa Ace had the upgrades early on, and that gave him an advantage in the minor skirmishes that occurred. And that gave him an opportunity to prevent Ramvid from making any progress in getting into Killa Ace's main base. But as I gotta also say, though, too, the map was not built for a Zerg player. Crowded areas. It just made it very difficult for Ramvid to do it the way that he did. He had to do something with drops and almost in a way to have some way to get around that choke area. And Killa Ace used that to his advantage. It was just Killa Ace playing pretty much a traditional game on his part, pretty smart, and having the advantage looking around the map. So what do you think Ramvid needs to do to beat Killa Ace in the second game to turn this series from being another rout, unfortunately?
Well, I guess... He has the next map pick, is that correct?
That is correct, yep.
So he'll have to, I guess, definitely pick a map that he can leverage to his advantage, and of course, you know, it'll help if he doesn't go random, because, you know, random is, while it gives you the ability to mask what race you're going to end up being, sometimes you just have a really bad draw, like in this last game, getting Zerg on that map. I guess additionally, like you've said to me before, Killa Ace has told you one of his biggest weaknesses is having to play against a player who's aggressive from the very beginning and keep up the aggression throughout the whole game. And I think if Ram can pull that off, then he might very well take the game from Killa.
Yeah, Ramvid had the right idea early on. It looked like that if he would have... Well, there were a couple of things. You know, he had the early rush that was going on, but he had his Zerglings hit the high ground second area that led to absolutely nowhere. Those are the little things that in a game that allow Kill Ace to get a Zealot out to defend that. You never know what could happen if that group of Zerglings got all the way across the map, for example. Might have put a little more pressure on Killa Ace, and perhaps Ramvid could have continued to send his waves earlier on, and perhaps given himself a more of an advantage at that point, as Killa Ace really did not, throughout the entire game, have a huge area to macro a ton. He only had, as he mentioned himself, 4 gateways throughout the entire game, which is really, really low for a Protoss player in a game like that, especially one that lasts a while as well. I think Ramvid knows what he's doing. I think Ramvid also knows how to beat Killa Ace because, well, he's one of the few at our Blood Blizzard Gaming Night who's done it. It's just a matter of Ramvid getting over basically what I almost call this writer's block in a way, where he just knows Killa Ace knows what he's going to do, but can Ramvid adjust enough to trick Killa Ace into doing something that maybe Killa Ace doesn't want to do, or something that Killa Ace doesn't expect Ramvid to do? There's the real challenge for Ramvid in the next game, which, by the way, will be played tomorrow night around the same time.
May I make some comments?
We are now joined. Live by Killa Ace, the winner of game number one of the first game of this semifinal series. How are you doing tonight, Killa Ace?
I'm doing quite fine, actually. I was hoping to finish a few more games in this series tonight, but I think we'll leave this for tomorrow and see what can happen.
So the first thing we have to ask you is, what are your overall impressions of the first game against Ramvid?
Definitely Ramvid a lot stronger with Zerg than I used to remember him. You can never really turn your back down against the Zerglings because he can make a big group of them in no time, and he'll know how to drop them in locations where you don't really have defenses. I mean, this was really not a Zerg map. He didn't really have a resource advantage at all, and yet the game was close because he was able to use his lings pretty well.
So, Killa, you said in the past that one of the things you find most difficult in a matchup is when your enemy is very aggressive and manages to keep up the aggression throughout the game. So, do you think Ram was aggressive enough in this game, or what do you think about that?
I think Ram was definitely aggressive enough late in the game and in the middle of the game, but I think where he lacked was the early game aggression. I mean, he went for the, I think it was 9 pool or 12 pool. What he could, and obviously he couldn't expand on a map like this, so what he could have done is he could have done speedlings and really tried to get into my base and really waste a lot of my time and then maybe get into mutilus. I thought if he did that, he would have had a really good chance of getting me down early on in the game. Instead, he sort of had to play catch-up the entire game.
Out of curiosity, Killa Ace, is this part of the reason why you chose Plains to Hill as your first game? Because you knew that Ramvid was a good Zerg player and it was a map that really does not help a Zerg player at all?
Haha, of course, SD, you know me. I'll definitely try to exploit any advantage I can, and using Plains to Hill was not a map that I particularly like either, but knowing that Ramvid can't use his bread and butter move against me, that's what made it worth it.
So what do you expect out of Ramvid in the next game?
Well, he's got map choice for this game. I don't think he's going to go with islands. I think he's probably going to go with some kind of obscure land map, maybe go with his own home court advantage in Land of the Dead. I'm expecting him to play random again, hope for Zerg, and hope for the better. his best bet is probably going with Mad Surglings again. Going into Mutas, I think, knowing that I have a weakness against Mutas.
Okay, well, seeing how potentially destructive going random on maps like this can be, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts about going random in these tournament games in general?
You know what? I really thought about that a lot, and I haven't really decided on this issue yet. I wonder, should you go random knowing that there's a chance you won't get your best race? And, you know, laying it all down the line with maybe a race that you don't want to go with. I mean, but then again, that confusion factor, that random factor in the beginning, is that enough to be worth it? I don't know. I'd say if you're good enough with all three races and you want to have a little fun in the game and you want to confuse the opponent, then go with random. But if you really, really feel like you don't want to go out without your best race, then I'd say pick your best race in the games that count.
You see, normally I would take that advice. You know, I guess the latter half of that advice. I would go with my best race, but since many of the players here are a lot better with all three races than I am, I normally end up at a disadvantage because they go random and they know that I'm playing Terran. So I don't know. I guess maybe they'll allow people to pick the race of their choice and still retain a degree of mystery in StarCraft 2. Who knows?
Don't forget that you could pick a race and you could still be pretty surprising in the tactics that you use. And you don't have to go with the exact same strategies every time. There's plenty of good players who pick the same races. In fact, every pro gamer you see picks the same race, yet he plays a different style of game every time. So in that sense, sure, you could pick the same race, but as long as you do different strategies, it's going to be like picking random every time.
That is certainly a valid point. Although it's going to take a little time for me to learn how to innovate like people like Boxer or Nada even.
I'm not even sure if Boxer is the best example to go with as Terran because he really relies so much on his micromanagement to the point where it's not even really strategy anymore. It's just that he's got magic fingers. I mean, I'd say go with somebody more in the middle of the pack in terms of Terran because they have more of an idea of what the strategy of the game is and not just, you know, being able to kill a lurker with one Marine. You know, that's not really going to get you much success at this level.
All right, we have to ask this. Zorak, at one point throughout our broadcast, mentioned that this was probably the first time that we've seen you actually build a few carriers. All right, what was your thinking behind this, as most players view the carrier as a very noobish unit to use?
Obviously, my macro management was disgusting this game. I had 4K minerals, 4K gas. I mean, at that point, you're just looking for things to waste money on. And so what I thought, maybe I'll get some Corsairs, maybe I'll take control of the skies, which I never really did to any significant amount. And then I thought, why not just get some carriers, maybe scare them and thinking I'm going all air. It's something that didn't really work, but at the same time, it didn't cost anything, so it doesn't mean anything. And plus, I'll never say that a carrier is cheesy or anything. I mean, it's part of the game.
All right, here's the real question. When's the next time we're going to see a magical plague to just, you know, change the entire series? Or something in that order.
SD, you know me. I'm only whipping that out for Game 7 in the finals, all right? So don't tell anyone. It's our secret.
All right.
Maybe a well-placed psionic storm.
Man, that's a little too mundane for me.
Killaze, thank you for joining us in the post-game show, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for having me, and I hope this tourney ends out just as great as the other ones. Hopefully with me winning, but we'll see about that.
All right, thanks a lot. That was Killa Ace, the number 2 seed and our 2-time defending champion, joining us live in this Game 1 post-game show of the semifinals. And, well, I guess after looking at the end of game number one, I guess it's only proper that we take a look ahead to game number two. Ramvid's map choice in a game that probably he better win, because I don't know if he'll find a way to beat Killa Ace three times in a row. So join us tomorrow night for game number two of this exciting semifinal series. For my partner Zorik, I am Space Dominator. We're signing out. This is Blizzard Gaming Night Radio.